Let's go to Stu Basu, Bloomberg Tax reporter. So, Stu, just give us a sense of what's going on with Congress now as they think about some of these tax breaks. What are the negotiations right now?
So, you know, these tax breaks expired at the end of 2017, and there is pressure, especially from the Senate side, to renew some of these breaks through 2019. But some House Democrats have other ideas. They want to kind of cull the list, maybe get rid of some of these breaks or make some of them permanent. So the discussions are just kind of beginning. The idea is to have some kind of a package ready, which can then be attached to a must-pass bill later in the year.
So, Stu, just give us a sense of what are some of the more notable tax breaks here that are under negotiation.
You know, there's a credit for biodiesel producers, tax break for railroad maintenance, tax break for racehorse owners, something called an American Samoa tax credit. So it's like a kind of a varied mix of different kind of credits that have kind of been put together in one basket over the years. And, you know, some people call them zombie extenders. Some have called them cockroaches because they refuse to die. They always come back, usually at the end of a Congress, and somehow they end up getting passed.
So give us a sense of timing. How's this likely to play out?
So I was chatting with Congressman Mike Thompson, Democrat from California, yesterday, and he said that it's very likely that we'll see draft legislation this month. And once that is out, the debate will be out in the open. There might be a hearing to decide, you know, what they like, what they don't like. There will be closed-door meetings. And of course,
so is this likely to be a contentious back and forth between Democrats and Republicans?
Not so much Democrats and Republicans, more House versus Senate thing at this point. The Senate historically has pushed for extenders. There are some among House Democrats who have doubts about these tax breaks. They want to take a fresh look at it. They want to pay for them. So it's going to be contentious, but I see this right now as a House versus Senate thing.
So, Stu, that we had the big tax overhaul last year from President Trump. What's the status of any further really kind of overhaul of just more tax legislation?
So Democrats and some of the presidential candidates in the Senate have talked about a middle class tax cut. We have seen President Trump on and off mention that as well. So it is possible that, you know, the House, now controlled by the Democrats, will kind of, at the end of the year or maybe a little before that, push through some middle-class tax cuts. But chances of such a bill passing in the Senate, I don't really know that.
I guess at the end of the day, Stu, the question is, you know, that tax legislation from last year, how effective is it? Has it been, in your opinion?
Are you referring to the 2017 tax bill?
Correct.
Yes. So, you know, the corporations got a big tax cut. It helped pass through businesses. But the sore point for Democrats and some Republicans talking privately to me is, you know, they want to help the middle class a little more. They want to give students a break. So, you know, there is talk about kind of a sequel to the Republican tax law. But when that happens, we'll have to see. You know, a lot of things have to come together. The Democrats will kind of want their pound of flesh. The Republicans might want to fix some errors in the tax law. There are talks behind the scenes, but, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen. You know, where the White House would kind of put their thumb on the scale.
Very good. Stu Basu, thank you so much for joining us, Bloomberg Tax Hill reporter.